It's Eaton Time with Belton Johnson.
Welcome to the show. Every Friday at 11 o'clock, we love to bring you the opportunity to not only celebrate some good football memories with our friend Belton Johnson, but some good eating as well, because it's Eaton Time, thanks to our friends at the Saskatchewan Cattle Association, is a guarantee every Friday at 11 o'clock. And not to disappoint, Belton Johnson here once again. How's it going today, my friend?
Oh, it's going good. How about yourself?
Well, we've had a week of celebrations. It's been pretty good. I feel like we've talked lots of riders. I had Corey Mace on first thing yesterday, and of course, Trevor Harris and AJ Ouellette on with the Green Zone yesterday. Been a good week, Belton.
Oh, man. I'm still partying it up. I haven't stopped.
That's funny. Hey, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I heard a rumor that you might have got a couple of calls from players going, hey, can we store some stuff in your garage till next season?
Yeah. So, as you know, some of the guys, they are, out there, the parade and everything, our garbage bag day. They're getting ready to go home, and a couple of the players that messaged me asking if I have, storage room for things. And first thing I had to do, Evan, ask my wife first, and we just, with three kids and everything, we just don't have the space. I had to decline.
I get it. You must remember garbage bag days from your time. Those just listening to the players talk about it, they're bittersweet, tough days, even after winning a Grey Cup.
They are bittersweet, and again, 07 when we won and, got back here, we did the parade and everything. We had the, we took the cup out probably all over the city. Like I see some of the guys have done already, and, celebrate with the fans. And, that garbage bag day, you miss, those are your brothers, right? You've been together all season, had a great season. You don't want to go, but. I'm sure some of the guys will be going home. Some will probably be staying as well.
Yeah, right? For sure. Talk about Belton, because, I listened to you talk about 07. You come home with the cup. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you guys celebrated as a team, and we've talked about the importance of that. But talk about those fan celebrations, those one-on-one or group interactions. What was that like as a Grey Cup champ?
Those were the best moments, with the fans, because, I just picture me and my O-line teammates, we would rent a limousine and go out to eat and had the cup in the car with us, and we bring it into the establishment, and, all the fans are there, you're getting that hero's welcome and everything, and they come up, taking pictures with the Grey Cup, with the players. It was a great feeling there, Evan, mm-hmm. and it actually spurned a lot of us on, man, can we run this thing back, right? And just that brotherhood, it's a great feeling, Evan.
When I had Coach Corey Mace on the program yesterday morning, one of the questions I asked them is, can we keep this momentum going? In fact, just give me a second. I'm going to play. This is what Coach Mace said.
I think that's just kind of the beauty in kind of what's been built here. Like I said, these guys all understand that they love the process of finding ways to just be the best version of who we are. Now, with that, having the success we had this year, if you retain a bunch of the core guys, they know what that's supposed to look like, and you won't settle for anything. So it's fun when that's the culture, is that you're going to continue to push to just be better each week. And ultimately, at the end of that, if you're in contention to compete for a championship, we don't know what that looks like here, but we'd love to find out one day.
I just think that that's exciting when you hear the coach talking about, like, not waiting another decade to bring another cup home, but, like, let's see if we can build this momentum. A lot of it's got going to have to do, Belton, with that core group. Are they able to retain that group?
And you hit the right word there, retaining that core group, right? And if they could keep the core group intact, the sky's the limit. And because that core group, you know, they know how to work. They know how to motivate. You know, they set the pace. They set the tone for the team. And if they could keep that core group, I have no doubts they could do it again, Evan, because, you know, again, with the culture that Coach Mace has built and everything, with J.O. or Jeremy O'Day, you know, bringing in talent, they have everything in place. It's just now let's keep this core group and let's go get another one, fellas.
Speaking of going after a championship, Vanier Cup tomorrow, the University of Saskatchewan Huskies in it. It's kind of funny that it's Saskatchewan Montreal. It's replication of what we saw last week, but it's going to be a great afternoon for football.
Oh, it's always a great afternoon for football, Evan. It doesn't matter when or where, right?
Yeah, but 7 degrees and sunny makes it pretty nice this late in November.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're right about that.
Yeah.
Right? And, no, it should be a great game. You know, in my opinion, two powerhouses and, you know, lay it on the line there and see who gets it.
Yeah, well, we're pulling. We got a province behind the Huskies, so let's hope. Hey, before we get into your recipe, Agribition fires up next week, and Agribition always makes me think of you because you like to take to the main stage there for the Saskatchewan Cattle Association and do some cooking. Are you back at the show this year?
Yes, I'm back this year. I believe I'll be up on stage there Saturday. What would that be? The 29th, I believe.
And right.
Yeah, I'm going to be cooking up, some beef chili.
Nice.
And everything.
So
looking forward to it. And hopefully all the listeners come out and, maybe have a bite to eat as well.
Yeah. Well, you drew a crowd last year. I was there kind of emceeing the event, and, the bleachers that they put out in front of your little, cooking counter there were packed with people. So no doubt it will be again this year. Okay. Let's get into today's recipe. What are you cooking up this weekend?
Oh, so this weekend, Evan, we got crock pot beef stew.
Okay.
So automatically, you know you're going to need a crock pot, right? So, but let's first start with a chuck roast, and I like to get this cut into cubes and everything. Get it in a bowl, the cubes of meat there, and simple seasoning, salt, pepper, and I like to get flour to coat the beef there and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Once we got that done, Evan, we got a light cast iron skillet because we want to brown the meat, and we want to brown it in batches. Do you know why, Evan?
I don't. Why?
Well, we don't want to overcrowd and everything, and we want to create a good crust on the meat that we're going to brown here. Okay.
So you just do it in almost in heats.
Yes, that's right. So for me, the cubes, probably my size skillet and everything probably have about 12 pieces of cubed meat in there and everything, right? Okay. And just again do it in batches. So, and once that meat is browned, just toss it into the crock pot.
Okay.
All right. The next thing we got to do, we're gonna pour beef broth along with tomato paste and Worcestershire sauce into the crock pot. So in the crock pot, we got the meat there. We got tomato paste, beef broth, and Worcestershire sauce. And we're going to cook it on high for about 4 hours, Evan.
Okay.
All right. The next thing we're going to do, we're going to reduce the heat on the crock pot to low. And then we're going to add in some of my favorite ingredients here, Evan. We're going to add in some garlic, some thyme, celery, onions, carrots, bay leaves, and potatoes, and I also like to toss in a bit of beef bouillon, and that's for flavoring and everything. Are you still with me?
I'm right here, buddy.
All right, so we got all the veggies in the pot there. We're gonna cook it on low for about 3 hours, or I'll always say until the tenderness, you know, however you desire the tenderness of the veggies and everything.
Yeah.
All right, and so once we got that cooked up, the veggies are nice and tender. We're going to toss in frozen peas at the very end because it doesn't take those long to cook at all, Evan.
Okay.
After that, we're going to grab a ladle, that big soup bowl, my cornbread, and guess what, Evan?
What, Belton?
It's eating time, man.
Didn't see that coming. It's eating time. I love it. That sounds good. Great recipe for crockpot beef stew. We'll make sure we threw that up on social media. Hey, by the way, just on the way out here today, have you guys decorated for Christmas at your household yet?
We're you know what? My wife and I, we talked about that this morning. I think we're going to wait to the weekend of next week and start decorating.
Okay. We had a big conversation on the program about it this morning. I think we're doing it this Sunday, so it's that time of year. I just wondered if you guys were in the spirit yet.
Well, I told her I'm in the spirit. I'm ready to bring everything up. I was going to make some more room if players wanted to bring some stuff, but my wife said, just wait. So,
all right, Belton. Well, we'll check in when the decorations are done, how it turned out. And thanks again for sharing your recipe today.
Absolutely. Have a good one, Evan.
Belton Johnson, it's eating time. Thanks to our friends again at the Saskatchewan Cattle Association. And this week's recipe, crockpot beef stew, will be up on our Facebook page in the next little while. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.